Today, we answer a question from Alex. Our reader, Alex, writes, I want to know about the difference between divide and separate. Thank you. Dear Alex, thank you for asking such a good question. The words divide and separate are similar, but also have differences depending on how each is used. Let us take one word at a time. Divide can be used as a verb or a noun. Merriam-Webster's Learner's Dictionary defines the verb divide this way: to separate something into two or more parts or pieces. Did you notice the word separate is part of the definition for divide? The verb divide is often followed by the word into, as you will note in this example. The class is divided into four groups. Now, divide also can be used as a noun. In the United States, it can be an actual physical line, as in this example. The Continental Divide in North America is a line of hills or mountains from which rivers empty. As a noun, divide can be a line that one cannot see, such as a line between two or more groups of people with different opinions or beliefs. For example, you could use it when talking about a political dispute. We must bridge the divide between Democrats and Republicans. So, how is separate different from divide? Here is one difference. You pronounce separate differently depending on how you use it. When used as a verb, separate is defined this way: to cause two or more people or things to stop being together, joined, or connected. Here is an example. She stepped in to separate the two men who were fighting. It is pronounced like this: separate. When separate is an adjective, pronounce the last syllable of the word as ret. In the following sentence, separate is used as an adjective. The boys and girls have separate rooms. And that's Ask a Teacher. I'm Ann Ball.